I'm oceanic, mother.
Welcome to Baywatch. Our team is the elite of the elite. We're the heart and soul of this very beach. Come on, Pete, make my pecs a little bigger. And don't cover up my front bump.
You got a huge dick.
Big dick.
We're staring into the abyss here. It's up to us to restore the Baywatch brand.
Hey, One Direction, you here for the qualifiers?
I'm Matt Brody. I don't have to try out. I've got 2 gold medals.
Hey! Matt Brody, yes! We still
don't give up.
Training begins at 0600.
This has nothing to do with saving people! These are refrigerators!
This is Baywatch, you pussy!
What is it that you think we do here?
Prevent people from getting sunburned, occasionally stop them from drowning.
The guy you think is a good PR opportunity for us.
Look, I get it. You're big, Sasquatch.
I'm fast.
Shit, don't touch him. You suck.
Well, it's official. Comedy is probably just as bad as horror, if not worse now. Thank you, Baywatch, for confirming that. It only took one more movie. Just one more. And Baywatch, you stepped up to the plate, baby. You stepped up to the plate for being almost one of the worst genres in film history right about now. Especially in recent memories. Like I said, here to talk about Baywatch, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to try not to be on this review for too long. Number one, I barely remember the fucking movie because I'm trying to blank it out from my mind. Number two, there's not really much to say. And number three, I'm just going to go ahead right off the bat here. I kind of been doing that a lot this year, though, so I'm going to go ahead and say I fucking hated this movie. I'm not going to beat around the bush. There's no plot synopsis. And then, hey, let me tell you what I liked or anything. Let me tell you what I like. Not a goddamn thing. So, to get out of the way, this most likely is a low fuck it. I despise this fucking movie, actually. Give a plot synopsis. A bunch of lifeguards think they fucking cops, and thus the saga continues, I guess. I don't know. So, we got Seth Gordon, who directed this. That should already be a bad flag right there. He did Horrible Bosses, which everyone loved except for me. I did not think it was that funny at all. I thought it was whatever. I thought the premise of it was unique, if you will. I do not remember that being funny at all, though. He did one of the worst goddamn movies I've ever seen, Identity Theft, which made me pace back and forth in the theater and contemplate what the hell am I doing with my life. Oh my god. I think some of my hair turned gray that day I had to watch that shitty ass mucking movie. That is the worst. Without a doubt the worst Melissa McCarthy film I have ever fucking seen. It is fucking despisable. I despise that movie on every bit. I think it made my top 5 of that year worst of. He did Well, people gonna get a kick out of this. He was an exec producer on Pixels. I should tell you something, right? Yeah, right. He did that movie with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon back in, I think it was his first film too, if I'm not mistaken. Four Christmases. Yeah. Yeah, this guy's awesome, right? Yeah. He's just, fuck this dude, seriously. This dude should never be behind a camera ever again. Seth Gordon, you can go fuck yourself. So we got The Rock here, Dwayne Johnson, plays Mitch Buchanan. And this is Baywatch, people, based off the, was that 80s? Yeah, 1980s TV series, which was fucking garbage. And he plays Mitch Buchanan, like I said. He is pretty much the captain lifeguard of this beach. And he's got his team with Kelly Rohrbach plays CJ Parker. Afnisha Hadera plays Stephanie Holden. I believe that was it, to be honest. And by the way, what's that girl's name? Stephanie Holden, she plays in the character in here. You see her in the trailer with the braids and stuff. That girl is fine. Like, super fine, you know? and they're opening up a new recruiting thing. Apparently, everybody wants to be a fucking lifeguard. It's like the event of the town. This must be the most boring fucking town ever. Please tell me this ain't L.A. Please. It looked like it could have been Santa Monica, but I was like, man, that could be Miami. So hopefully we just keep it in Miami, please. They host this little training seminar, if you will. I don't know what the fuck you call this. And a bunch of people showed up, tried out so they can be a new lifeguard, and they was accepting 3 new admissions until Zac Efron's character shows up, Matt Brody, who's kind of a washed up Olympian, if you will. He won 2 gold medals, and he was going to win home the 3rd one for America, but he partied real late night and got fucked up and ended up throwing up in the pool. So his career and reputation is kind of ruined, and they're hoping that he can bring good PR back into the Baywatch because council people stopped funding for this. Well, what the fuck is there to fund? That's what I'm trying to say. You pay a dude to stand on a fucking watchtower and give him binoculars. That's it. The fuck are you talking about funding? Anyway, that shit blew my mind when he said, they're not funding us anymore. What? They have a headquarters here. I was blown away. Who was the dude? What was his name? Rob Hubel, who's fucking awful in this movie too. He is fucking terrible, and he was in the Anchorman, Despicable Me. I remember him in The Descendants. I Love You, Man. That Paul Rudd, Jason Segel. Never mind. Let me take that back. He was recently in How to Be a Latin Lover. That pulls anybody. He was fucking awful. He was Captain Thorpe. In here, so he was Dwayne Rock Johnson's boss, if you will. They end up taking Matt Brody in, and they have this trial where Alexander Daddario shows up as Summer Quinn, and fat Josh Gash or whatever is back. Oh, wait, that ain't Josh Gash. That's some fucking B-level ripoff they got here. John Bass. That's his name. You might remember him from... He was in Loving. He had that, like, that quick scene in there, too. Man, fuck that movie. Anyway, though, John Bass, he plays Ronnie Greenbaum. He's the fat guy in here. Why? Because they literally say, he's the fat guy. You're just going to laugh whenever he falls on his ass or something like that, right? Because he's here to be the fat guy. There's no fucking reason why he should be on this team. We're talking about this dude, Pat, failing every test that they've ever taken as far as the physical test. But the one thing they saw in him is... he doesn't give up because this is his 3rd time trying out for this. Sure enough, out of all these muscular dudes or whatever who are in shape and stuff like that, who should be your main job when you're saving people from the ocean because you're going to need that upper body strength to swim a grown-ass man or woman ashore. No, they decide to hire him because he doesn't know when to quit. He's got moxie. You know, that's what the kids like to do, which makes no fucking sense because of The Rock. Dwayne Johnson said, he said this long-ass speech of what it takes to get in this opportunity here. And if that was the case, he sees the moxie in Mr. Ronnie Greenbaum here. Why the fuck didn't he just hire him 3 years ago then when he tried out for this? Or the 3 seasons ago, whatever the hell they had this 3rd trial here. Either way, though, you got Hannibal Buress in here who sucks ass, too. He plays Dave the Tech. He has an opening here. But other than that, you don't see anything. He's kind of like the Ludacris of this movie. Dave the Tech. One moment he's just like, you know, doing nothing. Then next you know, he's just high-tech hacker at the end of the fucking film. You're like, what? Captain Thorpe is supposed to be, because this everybody knows that most comedies, they try to be 20 the Jump Street films. And this one, whew, my God. You know, Chips, I can somewhat see it. I don't fully see it. But this one, I fully saw this one. They were so hard. Trying to be the Jump Street film. Who is this? Warner Brothers? I think it's Warner Brothers. I'm gonna go ahead and say it's Warner Brothers. I think it is Warner Brothers. Hold on, I'm looking it up right now. Trying to. Paramount Pictures. Oh, really? I don't recall seeing them at all. Paramount Pictures. So you can clearly tell this is trying to be that. Captain Thorpe here, he's clearly Ice Cube's character. Why the fuck are them people screaming right now? Anyway, though, he's clearly Ice Cube's character. So they end up, The Rock finds drugs on his beach one day, and he realized that there's a new, I don't know what she is. I guess she's a business lady that opens up a new business on there, but they don't even really say what she does or what she says. She plays Victoria Lees in here and is played by Priyanka Chopra. Man, these fucking names are just getting harder and harder. God damn, she's fine. Shit. She's the one you see with the kind of the light green dress in the trailer with the titties hanging out and stuff like that. I mean, she looked good in that. She's Indian, too. I almost had a racist comment to make right about now. Oh, but I'll save that for my jerk-off session. I mean, my studying session. Yes.
That is one fine ass indie. God damn. Ooh. I feel like doing 10 push-ups right about now. Okay, let me scratch that. Maybe 5. I just had 2 drinks. So, basically, the rest of the movie is just them trying to figure out clues of where these drugs are coming from and where the dead bodies are popping up. While meanwhile, Zac Efron, his character, is treated like shit throughout the whole movie because he's kind of a washed up person who believes that the cops should be handling this, which is sort of true, but for some odd ass reason, Dwayne Johnson's character and the rest of his team believe that it's their beach and they should handle it. I gotta tell you right now, that's the plot synopsis. I don't really give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about this movie. I did not give 2 shit. I went into this movie too, somewhat excited, although I will say I was getting sick and tired of the damn marketing for this film. Them trailers was getting on my damn nerves. I was just like, look, this movie needs to just hurry up and come out already. I am sick of the fucking marketing, okay? Just, there is sometimes about oversaturation. The marketing on this movie was oversaturated like hell. I got, by the end of the last month here, I was just like, let's just get this over with. I was expecting at least a few laughs in here and stuff like that because I like Zac Efron, I like Dwayne Johnson. Those two offered me nothing. The most impressive thing I can say came out of this film was Zac Efron's body. God damn. That boy's body is just phenomenal. No pun intended there. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look, I ain't no spring chicken. I'm in a nice good shape or anything like that, but I look like a piece of shit compared to this boy. This boy, like, the Rock is good and everything, but he's, like, really big and shit like that. So, you know, that's, like, bodybuilding type here. Zac Efron, what, he's got to be, like, maybe my height, maybe Cody's height or something like that, but his body is, like, chiseled out of fucking stone or whatever. Like, he just looks incredible, and throughout this whole, I was just staring at him. I was just like, that can't be real. It's like his muscles are so tight that it created an extra layer of darkness around him. I almost thought he was mixed for a second there, and I was just like, oh no, that's just his muscles casting shadows over other muscles. It was impressive. I don't know why. I was blown away by this. I was like, that boy just, he doesn't cease to amaze me, you know. Either way, though, he's just the character that everybody picks on and give the hard time. He's the one that they think that, oh, is trying to take The Rock's job, I guess, and stuff. But The Rock is just there mainly, and let me rephrase it, Dwayne Johnson, he's just there mainly to call this dude everything but his name. And by everything, I mean just pretty much every boy band you've heard since fucking 1997. Justin Bieber, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Jonas Brothers, whatever other pop white little tweener singers that you can think of. He's pretty much called him throughout this whole film. It was getting on my goddamn nerves. You know, The Rock, he's a talented mofo. I think he's one of the most talented people in Hollywood. He brings charisma no matter where he goes. He picks some shitty-ass projects, though, I have to say. And you know, the thing about his projects now, I'm starting to feel this way a little bit. And I don't know if this is going to catch on, because looking at his track record or his list of movies that are coming out, with the exception of Black Adam, if that is good, but I don't think it's going to be on the level of this. If he don't start picking better movies, I feel for this brother, people are going to get tired of his ass. Because this was like the first step of me getting tired of his ass. Now, I know I've joked around and said I love to hate this guy because, God damn it, he's a talented mofo, like I said. He can sing. He can dance. He's fucking a half-breed. He's gorgeous. He's got muscles. He makes money. He's got the girls. He's just talented. He's in every fucking movie. Everybody wants to be him. I mean, the motherfucker. It's just not fair, okay? It's not fair at all. If there is a God, he's fucking smiling on this man right now, and he's looking at me and going, you piece of shit, you. Get your lazy ass up and do something. Do 5 extra push-ups. Act like them 5 push-ups are going to kill you. Lord, it is going to kill me, okay? But then I saw this movie, and I realized, wow, as charismatic as you are, I can't stand your ass in this film. And then it dawned on me, I was just like, you know what? I'm starting to see something here where it's like, look, you barely get seats from me in your films. I'm not going to lie. Most of your movies are like rented at best, with the exception of Moana. But then watching them in this, I was like, I think that time of him getting over as much as he is right now, that's just going to come to an end in the next 2 years or so if he keeps picking movies like this. And we're going to be sitting up here looking at him like, man, what happened to that guy? And I feel like this movie really was the start of people probably seeing it now. I don't know. Maybe they liked him in this film. They probably did because I got to tell you, he checked the fuck out in this movie. And I'm talking about in like the first 25 minutes, he checked out for me. The opening of this movie, I thought was what the movie was going to be, which was just crazy, stupid fun or something like that. They have this scene where a guy, he was surfing, the wind like blew his ass off his board or whatever, I think it was Paris, I can't remember what he was doing, and he landed and hit this rock, he busted open the rock, just goes saves him and carries him out of the water and stuff like that, and they have this big ass Baywatch logo appear behind him and stuff, and he's saying some quick wit dialogue, and I was like, okay, this is probably what this movie's gonna be. That shit went nosedive no quicker than that, because this movie had the balls to try to be a drama. Actually, a serious action crime drama, too, at that. The jokes stop, people. It stops trying to be funny. Like, it tries for comedy within, like, the 40-minute mark or whatever. I timed this. It took almost an hour. And this is a 2-hour film, so it took half of this movie to get all of its comedy juices out the way to try to be this serious action drama here. And I was just like, wow, they're not even going to try with the jokes anymore. I mean, you're getting me wrong, they weren't trying beforehand, but, you know, they just said, fuck it, whatever. We're going to try to add emotion and heart to this film, especially with Zac Efron's character. They really go into the action, I mean, the heart here, where they're like, oh, he was adopted, so maybe this is why he acts this way. You know, he's starting to see that, you know, this is the one family he has and the one time he doesn't want to let people down, you know, with The Rock's character and them and stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't think nobody came here to give a fuck about that, you know? I don't think anybody gives a two shits about that at all. The Rock's character, he's fucking annoying. And I see they could have did something funny here if they would have made the movie more so, because, oh my God, every scene that's action is in slow motion. It gets tiresome as quick. And I know that's something like a homage to the TV show there and stuff like that, but it's boring because the action sequences are not that good neither. You just don't care. It's green screen and a motherfucker. And you know this too if you sit through the credit sequences and you watch the bloopers, because you can see the motherfucker standing in front of the green screen and you just like, wow, even this bloopers is like, man, I don't know. I'm glad y'all having a good time laughing at each other's fucking antics and stuff like that. I'm sitting here going like, they're asking me to fill out a card talking about what I thought of the movie, and I'm going to get the fuck out of my way. That's what I thought about the movie. Just let me out of here, nigga. I need to get to the bar real quick. Move aside, please. Move that way, please. So, the Dwayne Johnson's character, I think, could have been funnier had they played more of the nonsense of him trying not to be so damn serious with the whole thing of we need to stop who's putting the drugs and the bodies in our beach. Or maybe if they would have made it more funny, because there's a cop in here, and I think it's oh shit, man. These names, man. I tell you, why y'all can't get no normal? What happened to Dave's and Jim's and Cody's and Brian's and stuff like that? We got Yahya Abdul Mateen the second. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Anyway, this brother. Damn, he looks buffer in this fucking picture. Why does he look scrawny as fuck in this movie? He plays Sergeant Ellerby, and he's the real cop in here. And he constantly tells, you guys are lifeguards. You're not fucking police officers. And I think it would have been a funny dynamic had they would have had, like, some jokes with The Rock saying, so, like, I don't know, just throwing this out the bat right now. Like, if he would have told the Sergeant Ellerby, like, so what are you trying to say or something, you know? Something on the lines of, like, going, like, he's just so oblivious to not knowing that he's not a cop. Maybe that could have been something. I don't know. I'm stretching for reaching here. I mean, they even try to do something with the women in here where they make them all, like, extra smart and technology-wise and stuff like that. And they're useful in here, which is fine and nothing like that. I'm all for that. But I think this would have been, probably would have been sexist as fuck or whatever, but it's based off a sexist-ass TV show, really, when you really get down to it. Most people watch that show to jack off to Pamela Anderson. I know why I watched it. It was for David Hasselhoff. But mainly to jack off to fucking Pamela Anderson. Let's be real. Get that VCR ready. Put that in there. Hit that record, because you had to press the record and play button. I remember that. Oh, yeah. Had to hit that record and play button. Just a soup. It's recorded right there. That way you can rewatch it back. Pause it on that certain scene. Jack off. Oh, yeah. Get that hand motion going. I was getting my Baywatch workout on or whatever. And then, you know what? You can just record over the rest of the shit, you know, with some Saturday Night Cartoons or something like Static Shock or whatever. I don't know. Fight the criminals, save the bad guys type of deal. Then they not even clever with the cameos in this film. Like, Dwayne Johnson gets fired because he continues to pursue the drug thing, even though his lieutenant told him, or captain told him not to. And he's working at a Sprint now. You know, he's traded in the flip-flops for some work shoes. Got the yellow shirt and everything and stuff. And David Hasselhoff out of nowhere just shows up and says, "What are you doing with yourself? Come on, Mitch. Be the man we expect you to be." Then he just vanishes and is like, the fuck was that? There's even a sequence here, too, with Pamela Anderson. She shows up at the end, and I guess she's their new captain. Ugh, that means they're going to try to make sequels of this shit, probably. And I wouldn't be shocked if this didn't make any money. It's going to make money, so I'm almost certain they're going to make a sequel of this shit. She has no lines in the film, Pamela Anderson, at all, whatever. I'm not going to lie. I would still hit that. I don't give a damn what's going on with her. She came in, put that leg up. I was looking at that. I was like, you know, actually, no, I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about it like that right then and there. It took me a while, like a day or two, because I was too busy, like, so upset with this movie, because this was the ending at this point. I was so upset with this movie. I was just like, damn, I can't even get a boner off Pamela Anderson's leg right now. I was like, shit, what is the world coming to? She comes in and she doesn't say anything, and she's just in slow motion. Everything about her is just slow motion. That's all they do with the women. They're just there for that. They try to have some thing. You see in the trailer where what's that girl's name? Summer Quinn, the character. She gets her tits looked at by Zac Efron, because all he can do is stare at her tits. It would have been awesome had this whole movie, like The Rock and Dwayne Johnson, possibly would have been objectifying women, most likely, and they would have ended up coming out to save their asses or something. Like, I don't know. They could have did something where it would have just been funny, like where the women always... This actually would have been funny. Had the women always came up with a better idea than Dwayne Johnson and Zac Efron, like they knew what they were doing and talking about and stuff and saying we should do this and that, and they just kind of completely ignored them and just like went on their own route, and the women were like, why don't nobody listen to us and shit? And, like, maybe they could have had some resolution. There's so many other damn things they could have did with this film. But, no, they actually legitimately tried to go straight forward with what they went with was basically dick jokes, shit jokes, because we open up with a dick joke, by the way. The dude, the fat guy, you know, he's got a fall on his ass, right? Because he's choking on food, right? He's choking because that's what he does. He eats, right? He's a fat guy, right? I gotta tell you this right now. I'm starting to fucking hate fat people in comedies movies now. Actually, that's been started. When Paul Blart, what was that, 3, I think, came out? Or 2, whatever the fuck it was. When that came out, I remember saying that fat fuck. I said, I don't like fat people in comedy. Matter of fact, there should be a law. All the feminist people that should get the SJWs and stuff, they should get together and ban fat people for ever being in comedy. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're fat and you're looking to be in a comedy, more power to you. Hope you collect your check, because I'm sure it's an easy check for you, because you as a fat person know what you're getting yourself into. But I'm going to tell you this right now. Fat people, if you're looking to go into a comedy or just be in a movie in general so you can get your Hollywood career going, you are nothing there but to be the fat guy or the fat girl. That's it. They don't look at you as nothing else. You have no talent. Your talent is to be pointed out that everybody else in this movie is beautiful, but you're the fat one. And sure enough, he's choking on food. The girl of his dreams, because he just... I tell you. I'm getting sick of these movies, these parts of movies, too, where they do this thing with the dude who is just like has no chance in hell talking to the hot girl. She ends up with him. But only that, though, is whenever they like talk or interact, the nerdy dude or girl or whoever it may be, they never can put out a sentence or words. They're always like stammering, just making... Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. As a horny motherfucker such as myself, I've been approached by a lot of beautiful women. That has not stopped me. Even when I know I'm out of their league, that has not stopped me from telling myself, I'm going to milk this angle with my words right now. Ain't going to be no stuttering or anything like that. It's going to be words coming out right now. You about to see why they call me phenomenal, goddammit, okay? Because the damage ain't going to be my looks. I'm ugly as a motherfucker. But I'm going to show you something right now. I can talk my ass off. So, I'm getting sick of that, too. Just doing this whole thing of, oh, my God, the hot girl talked to him. He had no words for him. Shut the fuck up with that shit. So, sure enough, when she gives him the Heimlich maneuver, he gets a boner, and he doesn't want her to see it. So, he jumps on this wooden chair or whatever, and his dick and balls get caught between the, you know, the cracks of the chair and stuff. And they spend a good 5 fucking minutes trying to get his balls out of the damn thing. And I was just like, oh my God. There's even a scene with The Rock and Zac Efron are in the morgue. Not the morgue. I guess the morgue? Yeah, the morgue.
And The Rock tells him, you know, they're checking for, you know, any puncture wounds or anything like that to see if he was, like, stung with something. The Rock tells Zac Efron, hey, check up under the scrotum and stuff like that. Check under his dick. His dick is just standing there. And it's, you know what's so stupid about these fucking films, too, is directors in comedies, they still fucking believe that people are just blown away by seeing a dick on screen. Nobody gives a fuck no more. This trend is over back in the day. This trend was over when American Pie came out. Nobody gave a fuck about seeing a dick on screen no more. That shit became natural, okay? Okay, that shit is done now. They're really trying with this shock value shit to be like, oh my God, it's got a dick in his face. Look at that. Fucking frat boys probably in the theater going like, oh bro, we're going to do that to you later. It's like, get the fuck out of here. There's nothing funny about this at all. Oh, I hit the 25-minute mark. I told you, I'm not going over it any longer than this. To sum this movie up, you know how everything works out. It's a happy ending, and then by far, they do a sequel of some bullshit like that. It's a low fuck it. I hated this movie. I hated every second of it. There's not one saving grace of it, except if you're, like, working out right now and you want to look like Zac Efron, maybe you can, like, take a screenshot photo of him somewhere in the movie, and then you can just, like, print it out, put it on your wall. Not saying I've done this already, so, you know, please don't come in my place, and if you see a photo of him on my wall somewhere, don't judge me. I'm just, you know, it was for research for this movie, this review right here. You put that on your wall, you look at it, you do a couple of push-ups in front of it, you lift some dumbbells or whatever, you lift some weights, whatever, you look at it, and you just go push it, you know? You're pushing it, okay? Other than that, there's not a damn thing. And this is a waste of your fucking time, please. That's, oof, man, I'm trying to think. I think this, for me, this might be worst comedy of the year so far right now. Worse than Snatched and Chips. Because Chips, I didn't expect shit from it. And plus, I think people are overblowing the hell out of that goddamn movie. It was just bland as shit. Snatched, that did get on my fucking nerves a lot. I absolutely hate that film. But I think with this one, because it had more talent involved in this, and it's got this beautiful, lovely Priyanka Chopra. I hope I'm saying your name right, girl. She is just incredibly gorgeous. And I'm getting distracted. And then you got, you know, Afinsha Hadad. God damn, you people. Get some real fucking names, please. Afinsha Hadera. With those braids in her hair. She was just... oh my God, she was just incredibly nice to look at. Oh man, other than those two to look at and stuff like, this movie had not a goddamn thing going on, so I'm gonna drop this a low fuck it. You know, talent in here, the beautiful women, the possible jokes that they could have came up with that they didn't go anywhere. This movie is almost damn near like lost potential. So in that case, gotta drop the low fucking on this movie. If you gotta go see any water movies this weekend for Memorial Day, I suggest you skip the one that actually involves the beach and everything and go straight to the one that involves the pirates, because this movie is some complete dog shit.
Drugs, murder, dead body on our beach, and it all started once she took over.
Some people are up to no good.
We're gonna have to do what Baywatch does best. The truth is, one of you will probably die.
Yeah. What? No. Am I the only one that thinks this is clearly a job for the police?
Thank you, Blue-Eyed Demon. You got one job. Make sure swim-happy white people don't drown.
Why does she always look like she's running in slow-mo?
She's the reason I believe in God.
Oh.
We gotta go undercover. Yeah, we're undercover.
Yeah, a little too undercover.
I'm oceanic.
Jason Bourne ain't got shit on me.
Why are we in the morgue?
You gotta get some hard evidence.
Someone's coming.
What do we do now?
Now we hide.
Where?
I'm laying on a dead old lady.
Our drawers are empty. Why'd you pick that drawer?
Something just tripped on me.
It's just a little dead man's fat. Necrotic liquid fat that we used up in a baby.